everybody. Welcome to the Three Arm Eagles podcast. I am David Medesian, and with me, as always, is Sosi McCallion.
Hello, everybody.
Armin Sarian.
Guys, what's up? How are you? Welcome back.
And my brother, Rafi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, it's been a while since we've been
It's been a long while.
Welcome.
Speaking of that, so the summers are hard to... It has been a while since our last podcast.
Summer gets busy.
Yeah. Summer gets busy. So I was thinking, seasons. Most podcasts are offered in seasons. So like season one, season two, season three. So how long has it been since we've been doing this?
It's a great question. When we first started doing this, Dave, with me, you, and Raf, before Sosi joined the party.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been like a while now.
I think it's been 3 years.
We've actually been running it out.
Longer?
I think it's been longer than 3 years.
Come on. I think you guys started...
What? The summer of 2017 Olympics in Milwaukee.
That's right.
That was 2017.
That was 2017?
Yes.
And I think we started
in
March.
That was 18.
March, April.
Because the Armigos did the softball.
But I thought
you guys were a household name by then.
Yeah, we were. I mean, I'm not going to lie. You know, that's what that Laura and I, our relationship, it's funny because we're going to get married in 2 weeks here.
Yes.
And that was an important part in our relationship. Well. She remembered my voice doing the softball. I knew she was there that day. So I kind of hammed it up a little bit to impress that young chicky boom boom.
Had the relationship started at that point?
It did. It's kind of complicated, but it kind of did, and we knew each other.
Yeah.
But that's when I was seeing her again, reconnecting.
But
I thought that was 18. Are you sure?
17.
No.
Olympics was 2017?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What was the first one we hosted?
2006.
Okay. So the second one was an even number too.
I thought it was 18, but I could be wrong. I'm not perfect. We were talking about how weird it is with time and space continuums before the show here, before the podcast.
Wow. Where was I? Oh, I
Downtown Milwaukee Olympics 2017.
Wow.
Y'all.
What?
That's really weird for me. That's really, now that blew my mind.
Yeah,
Somebody's got to fact check me here.
2016
or 20. Can you Google it or something?
I thought you were reading it off of there.
Well, I did. I read an email that I had. I'm assuming that's correct. I have all the ad book stuff. So.
Okay, fine. So we'll say fall of 20, what would have been? 19?
18?
I still don't think. Oh, wait.
You know, the entire baby, the entire
I have it right here.
Thing was,
you just look up the history
got
on
this,
SoundCloud.
They got this thing called a phone. In
right.
It was all born out of an AYF Olympics planning meeting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's the time I think Dave and I disagree on this history.
We've been through this, and we decided that you're both right.
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 Right. There were two times. This is going to be when there's a documentary made about this, about us.
Okay. So that initial, planning meeting was 2016?
Yes.
Oh, all right, here
my
we go.
Goodness.
Here we go.
I know.
2017 we started.
Yeah.
But do you remember there is an earlier iteration of this podcast that exists in one episode before we did a current form of it? Only the hardcore fans, like, you know how bands know, like, the garage mixtape?
I don't even know.
I don't think I know.
It was you and Dave. Yeah. It was Rafi, you and Dave.
Did the unreleased episode?
Did you unrelease?
About paint?
About painting.
That's right.
Right? You did your own podcast episode.
We did. That's right.
About painting. And then Dave's like, Armin, Raf and I are trying this thing.
That's
you have
right.
any ideas?
It was like, going to be, we realized after we recorded it that it was going to be way too popular and take the world by storm. And we weren't really ready to transform our lives that way.
It was like a home.
We wanted
to
stay small, stay humble.
Yeah. Right, yeah. You know, right, yeah. Exactly.
So
it was like a This Old Armenian House podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So we'll call this episode one of season three.
That sounds
good.
There we go.
Love it. Hey.
Another reason I'm doing this is because I'm switching podcasts.
Welcome back.
How's your summer?
You're switching. Were we switching, Dave?
I'm switching podcast hosting services because we'll get better service out of the one I'm moving to. And I believe the one that we're moving to, we can actually break things up into seasons.
Ooh.
Nice.
So on the listener end, they're not going to notice any difference.
You know what? That's a great idea. I love that. And, it's great. You know, because I don't know about you guys, but, you know, COVID is like a time warp, a black hole of time warp.
100%. Like, there was a whole year that we were doing the same exact thing every day.
Yeah. It exists, but it doesn't, and it's hard to believe it's been as long as it is. I mean, a lot of things have happened in all of our lives during this whole COVID time, and it's like, it's kind of like this black hole of time. You know what I mean? It's very weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird. It's not like we've been totally, not doing anything.
Right. I mean, you're planning a wedding, man.
Right. Listen, I mean, it's been, yeah. I mean, but if you're like in a place like Australia, for instance, US, like there's different like levels of restrictions in different places, you know? So like, you know, it's just a weird thing. It's just a weird thing. Like Summerfest was back here in Milwaukee in the fall on the weekends.
Yeah.
And you're like, you forget that there was no Summerfest last year. And I'm like, what summer is this? Like what is summer last summer? Is this summer? And it's like a whole
and
weird
it's not
thing.
Actually like in the summer. It's a fall fest. Fall. Yeah. Yeah.
You know who's not affected at all by COVID?
Dogs. No, that's not true.
Joe Savasi.
Joe Savasi.
He really is.
Not affected at all. No. Just same
he's
life.
He's like bulletproof, that life. Guy.
Yeah.
Just Joe Savasi.
Stuff just bounces off
bounces
of him.
Off
wow.
Him. I think COVID just bounces right. off of him.
Teflon Savasi.
That's
yeah,
right.
Teflon Savasi.
Oh, by the way, Coco's here too.
Coco.
Oh. What's up, buddy?
Coco.
Hi, Coco.
Coco's still in quarantine.
Yeah.
We've mentioned this a few times now. Armin's wedding is in 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
We'll all be there.
It's very crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
In Illinois.
It's going to be so crazy.
It's going to be. I just can't.
I can't wait.
It's just hard to believe. Okay, the planning process is a long time. It's like an extra job.
Yeah. Yeah.
You plan for this thing, but it's.
That's
it's
a lot
like,
of work.
It's almost like you plan for it like it's as an abstract. Like,
sure.
But I'm like, oh, this is like.
It's going
to
happen.
In 2 weeks, I'm really going to have this event.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And it's kind
of.
You've
made all these decisions and you had to make them with your.
A lot of decisions, some easy, some hard, some fun, yeah. some not so fun.
You're forced to become an event planner, even if you're not comfortable with that
right.
role.
Let me tell you, it's
most
not.
Most people, I mean, we don't have the. Coinage to just say make this happen
right
yeah,
oh, yeah.
have someone I mean, do it for you
yeah, well, there's yeah. no doubt about that I mean that's
it's expensive
that's the way it goes but you know planning a wedding's hard enough but during COVID and all the successive variants that have you know yeah.
right
become of it you know it's yeah, like yeah. It's difficult but
are there any new rules that they've put on you as far as the
venue hasn't
venues?
Put it, not
no?
really I mean there's a statewide in Illinois
that, yeah,
we
yeah.
don't have that in Wisconsin but
kissing the bride is going to be interesting with masks on.
Ooh, yeah.
No, I think we're going to have our masks off for that.
Okay.
Well,
probably a good idea.
I mean, I kiss her anyway, so what's the point, you know?
Right, right.
No, but it should be good.
It's going to be hard to meet any eligible bachelors. You
Why
know,
is that? Because you can't
with
see
my
them?
Mask on, yeah.
Or it might be kind of like intriguing,
ooh,
mysterious.
Yeah.
The secrets of the Nile.
Right.
What did I come up with?
By the way, I forgot to mention, we will be getting to the Armenian vocabulary quiz, which I have tweaked a little bit because I like to tweak things.
Okay.
And our
it's probably
recipe,
a good idea.
Or recipe.
Yeah.
I love that. Do you ever get, you ever think like, though, when you see all these people, you know, people watching, talking about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think like, you want to know what their, that story, that person is? Like, I wonder what the deal with this person is.
All
I think
time.
About that when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Like if I'm like driving down the highway or whatever, any road, and another car comes past. I'm like, there's a completely different story going on right there in that car.
Right.
But those two people in that car that are driving past me, like, I wonder what's the story
it's
there?
It's their own script, their own life, their own TV show.
I see them for a second or two and then boom, they're gone.
I'm always amazed that, you know, there's that social contract with driving. Like, they could just veer over and decide to hit me.
Yeah.
So
you know? Like, I'm like,
so the
it
social
freaks
contract
me out.
Is that they're not, you agree,
they're not
both
crazy.
Agree not
that's
to hit you hey, each other head on.
By the way, Dave, you might be onto something there for a good a new reality show. You just jump into people's cars and, like, enter their lives.
Mm. Wait, is that a reality show or is it, like, a scripted television show?
No, reality.
You think someone's going to let you jump in? That's called carjacking.
Sure.
Well, isn't that like punked? Isn't that like it's a mix between
it would
punked,
be a microphone instead of a gun.
It's a mix. It's a mix, and you take like a 20-minute ride. With
I
them.
Mean, you maybe. Yeah. I guess maybe you'd have to have the person's approval before.
It's comedians,
but
in cars.
It's not like scripted. Like you,
right.
They, you know,
right?
You just hey, I'm gonna
or
jump
is
in
it?
Your car.
Or is it? That's
or
the problem
you,
with reality TV.
Right.
It always seems
know.
Real.
Hey, what's
right.
going on out there? So
maybe
our loyal
maybe
listeners will know Rafi's affinity for aeronautics,
yes.
which
yes.
came in handy. Well, I don't know if it came in handy, but
uh-oh.
It was useful when Liz and I were flying back from Tucson
oh.
because we had a connecting flight in Chicago, which is like a 17-minute flight, Chicago to Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're sitting there.
You're up, you're down.
Yeah, we get on the plane, and it's kind of taken a while. I'm like, you know, I know from Rafi's stories that this isn't a good thing. Things should just automatically happen. And then the flight attendant gets on the plane and says, we're just waiting for somebody for like a sign off and from the flight mechanic.
We're waiting for the landing gear to start working.
No, you didn't do it right.
We're waiting for this warning light to turn off. That's
and,
beeping in the cockpit right now.
So I'm like, no, this should be going like
something
clockwork.
Else is, yeah.
Like, again, all the stuff I know from Ralph, these are all part of the checks. And mm-hmm. Dan, too, a little bit. Dan,
mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Krieger. Lada's husband.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Krieger.
So, who's also...
he knows what he's doing with the airplanes.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, Raph knows what he's doing with airplanes.
Yeah.
So...
Excuse me, folks. We've got a little landing issue. Folks, this is your captain speaking. This is your Captain Vahak, you know, and...
We're up at...
My co-pilot, Krikor, here. We're up in the cockpit. It's we're encountering a little bit of turbulence.
Might encounter a little turbulence. It's always more of like a grumbly...
Sit back, relax. We'll be bringing around coffee and pachlava.
Wouldn't that be great? Now, that's what we should do. Armenian airline reality experience, where it's Armenian, you know? You get Armenian, you know, food, Armenian drinks.
You want to start an airline that does all the Armenian experience?
You know, the problem with that,
though?
The
false experience. There's two Tantigs arguing about something. Right. It's a show. It's a show.
The problem with that is the whole airplane would smell like garlic.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, okay, so Dave, what happened on this flight?
We get on the flight, we're on the plane, she says, you know, something about waiting. I'm like, no, there's no waiting. Like, something's happening. This isn't like, she's making it seem like a routine thing. Like,
they're fixing the wing as you're waiting.
It's interesting that you said that because we sat there for a while, then the pilot came on. The pilot said, oh, sorry. Cause she's like, oh, 10 minutes, we'll be done in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So like 20 minutes later, the pilot comes on. Sorry, still here, delayed. Just still waiting on the sign off by the flight crew or whatever flight mechanic,
liars
airplane mechanic, and
waiting.
Another 20 minutes go by, folks. Sorry, we're gonna have to deplane. there was a damage to the wing, and our guys didn't know if it was from the previous flight and it had already been checked out and okayed, or it was from the flight coming in.
We haven't
been okay to take this
deplane.
Did they hit a drone on the way down?
Drones are a big deal these days, man.
Oh, my God. You got to be careful.
Yep.
You
got to
be careful.
I was telling Liz the whole time. I'm like, based on what I know from what Rob's told me,
we're not taking this plane.
On my way back from Vegas, we had to circle above Iowa for an extra hour because of the storm at O'Hare. People weren't landing. So I said to the guy next to me, because the guy didn't know. I was like, I hope we can land. We're taking off in Vegas. And this kid was like hungover anyway. He was telling me his own story, by the way, a different story, different podcast entirely. But anyway, I was like, hope we can land. You know, the O'Hare storms, they were telling us about the delays. He's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, well, let's see. So we're flying, and I'm tracking the flight. You know, I do my flight tracker.
Yeah, flight tracker.
And all of a sudden, I can feel us turning over Iowa. I said, oh, no, this isn't normal. We're turning.
Oh,
sure enough,
no.
He gets on the thing. Like, sorry, folks, we're in a holding pattern right now. We can't land at O'Hare. Well, we don't know when we're going to be able to land. It was an extra, like, hour and a half because we circled Iowa for, like, an hour.
Jeez.
Can you guys fall asleep on flights?
I can, but not very good. I don't sleep well.
Especially on the way back.
I'm doing this all the time, like I'm popping up, you know?
Yeah. I typically do that. We were coming back on our flight back from Spain, which was like 8 hours, I think. I woke up and there was 45 minutes left in the flight. It was fantastic.
Oh, wow, that's nice. The best.
That's as good as it gets.
That's the only way I can sleep was on our international flights because we automatically get bumped up to first class.
They're nicer. They're nicer.
And you can lay all the way down.
Yeah.
So you're like in a little bed. So, but in regular, I can't. I can't even with the neck thing on.
It's impossible.
You can't put the seats back. Even
I do. I curl up like kind of
with the neck thing on.
No, not the neck thing. I just like on my arms. I have to have a window seat.
Yeah. Do you ask for a pillow?
No,
Can you ask for pillows anymore?
They don't do pillows.
I shove my coat.
Those little rectangle things.
What do you think this is?
1990? I don't fly first class.
No decks of cards.
What do you think
pillows,
this is?
No
1986? You get wings, pillows, blankets.
Salt shake, salt and pepper shakers.
Plenty of space to sprawl out.
Flying used to be a great romantic experience.
Oh, my God. Right.
You had this metal tube in the sky.
I may have said this before, though, but my favorite what's now called business class experience was they came out with dessert. And they give you this bowl of ice cream. And I'm like, well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. But that wasn't all.
Ooh.
Then they came up with a cart with add-ons.
Oh.
So you could actually do like chocolate syrup.
Wow.
Sprinkles.
What is
flight? It was amazing.
This?
I was like, this is a whole new world up here.
What type of flight were you
this
on?
Business. I'll take showcase number two, please.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Now you're lucky. That's why I don't go to sleep, because I don't want to miss my Mott's apple juice or whatever.
Those experiences ruined me for the rest of my life now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be flying economy.
That's why I won't fly anything but economy.
I have the opposite experience. So we've been flying Spirit because it's so dirt cheap. It's very interesting to find the ways that people can...
Save.
The ways they'll figure out... Well, that too.
Walmart
but the ways they'll figure out to get some sleep. Like, so instead of lying back, because you can't, people now lie forward.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll put the things around their neck so their heads don't flop all the way down to their chins don't go over to their chest. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just kind of like hover.
Yeah. My favorite experience on Spirit. It was either one of the two, Spirit or Frontier. I can't remember which one it was. But the first thing I noticed when I sat down, as far as like cost savings, even my tray was small.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They're like, you can barely
the fold down
the width of a cup.
It's about as big as like the frozen food tray they give you.
Oh, my God.
You can't even fit a laptop on one.
Which you don't get that either. But
the Swanson Hungry Man.
Yeah.
They didn't even have a pocket up front for your stuff. They had a bungee, like a bungee thing. So like you're pulling all these three or four different bungees just to get something back there.
That's actually better because I don't like that pocket. I feel like dirt gets lost back there.
You know what
I like the pocket because I can put my stuff in there and I forget about it. And how many earbuds I lost in those things? How many earbuds? Yeah. I mean, I swear.
But you can't beat $75 round trip. You
$75.
Listen, let me tell you, it's like Walmart of the year. That's what they say.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
I gotta tell you guys this rant.
Unbelievable.
This has been bothering me since I went to Great America with Matthew a couple weeks ago.
Let's do it.
Because it's happened twice this summer at two different theme parks now. So what I don't like is when you're in line, you've been waiting this whole time, right?
Right.
Yeah. Like you're supposed to. And then all of a sudden you see people coming up going, excuse me, I've got a friend. Excuse me, my mom and dad they're up there. I have to go. And that bothers me, one. But the second thing is why do people let them go? Why do you still let them go up?
Because they don't want to have a physical fight with these people at the amusement park.
No, I stopped it.
What did you say? Yeah.
You're the people's hero.
There was a group of teenagers coming up, and we were waiting forever in this line. It was a very short ride, and so there's like only one or two cars, so the line takes forever. Because even though the ride is short, they have to load, unload, right?
And is it a new ride?
No, this was up at Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, got you.
So we're waiting. We're like almost there, right? And I look back and I see here come these four kids. Couldn't have been more than 13, 14.
Are they liars? Were they lying?
They're lying. All of them are going, hey, sorry. They're tapping shoulders going, sorry, our friends are up there. And people are just letting them right through.
By the way, that shouldn't give you jurisdiction just because you're friends.
Exactly.
That's
my point. Oh, it doesn't matter if your friends are up there.
I guess they're going to have to wait for you at the bottom.
Would you go take a nap while your friends were in line?
It doesn't
matter.
Who's to say you didn't make friends with the people in front?
Right.
And so what if your friends are up there? You're not riding in a plane.
Well, okay, hang on. What did you do? First of all, what did you say? And then I have a question about when the scenario would be okay.
Okay, so we're almost to the little turnstile thing that puts you into where you load, right?
Yes.
We're still kind of in line, but we're up there. We're right up there. And I feel the tap. And I turn and he goes, oh, we got our friends up there. I just kind of put my arm out and on the there's like a fence or something right there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, you're not going. I know you're lying. You're not going.
What did
they
say?
They're like, oh, man. That's bullshit.
Hey, now.
So on top of that, so now they're right behind us. They're the next people to get on right behind us. And it worked out perfect that when we got on the ride, they were the first ones that couldn't go. No. I did better.
Did you square up?
I walked through the roller coaster because there's a worker right there at the end because we're in the back seat.
Like, they were cheating.
And I told them, I said, those guys back there that are next in line.
Oh, Rob, kicked them off.
They cut the whole way. They cut the whole way up.
I don't think they did. She banned them.
I just had to say something.
Of course.
I had to get it off my chest.
I like that, Rob. You were so passionate
about this. Good job, Rocky.
Pissed me off. We're there for 45 minutes for a three-minute ride.
And those little twerps.
And they're just walking their way through. I could see them coming up the whole way. I was watching them come. So
and
were
you planning what you were going to do, say, whatever?
Nah, I just knew I was going to be like, no, you're not going.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, our middle-aged parents were like, put Rafi up on their shoulders.
They're like, free rides for life.
And then the next one was at Great America, and it was kind of the same thing, but it was just one girl, and she just, you know, same thing. She tapped people on the shoulder. And then you get...
Okay, here's my question.
They're all clapping for him.
Here's my question. Let's say you have a little, like, let's say I was taking Capo, and we were waiting in line, and Melissa was there with Jivan, or let's assume that they could both ride.
Yeah, yeah.
And Capo's like, I have to go to the bathroom. You know, would it be okay for me to take the kid out, go to the bathroom, and then say, we're up there? No?
You're out of line. You're done. You're out.
Because if we make an exception for you, where do we draw the line?
Right.
And then
I would have let them go.
Next thing, everyone's got to go potty.
Well, just a little kid can't hold it.
I think once you get out of line, that's
all right. Game over. You guys are tough.
Game over. Yeah. Game
My favorite thing to say when people cut is, "What do you think I'm doing here?"
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
That what do you think I'm doing?
Yeah. I've been waiting this whole time.
We're all waiting.
Right. I think that was part of the aggravation. Was
yes, of course.
We
of
waited
course.
So long for this stupid ride. And
well, I don't like cutters.
I just see these guys walking through.
This goes
through.
Back to your whole social contract.
It does. Driving. It does.
We all agree we're not going to cut. We're all in this together.
Well, and sometimes I say that when I'm in my car alone, when someone cuts me off. What do you think I'm doing here?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll descend into chaos if we don't keep our social order. It's like Newman said in Seinfeld about the parking. You guys remember that episode?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I just watched it.
Hold on, I'll get the clip here. But yeah, that's amazing that you did that. I mean, you're like the people's hero. Most people, like, I would be afraid of confrontation. I wouldn't want to. Here we go.
I had to get that off my chest.
I used to love going for the ambiance of Six Flags. I used to love going for, like, the carnival, all the stuff going on, the game stuff. Yeah. I wasn't a thrill seeker necessarily, though. So my cousin would go on the rides and stuff. I'd be like,
but the carnival games cost you extra money.
Oh, my gosh. Such a ripoff.
I did not like that.
Well, not even playing the games, though. I mean, there's things happening. There's carousels going. I love the action.
And if anyone tried to guess my weight, I would have punched them.
Okay.
Well, there's three options. There's also age. Age, and what's the other one?
It's age. Month you're born.
Birthday?
Month you were born.
Month you were born. Yeah.
I was like, how does this guy know the month I was born? Right. I'm going to win this.
It's all odds. It's all odds.
You look like someone born in September. And how do they know you're not lying?
I like the, it's like,
why wouldn't you just lie to me?
I think you have to show your ID. Yeah.
So you can't even be that, you can't even do that game unless you're 16 like and have a driver's license. That would be a hard job, though.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, well, I wouldn't want to be that
my
job.
My other one's not really a rant. It's more of a, what's going on here? Maybe we should have a new segment called that.
What's going on here?
What's going on here?
What's up with that?
What is going on here?
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
It's cold in
here. I don't know if you guys have seen this or heard this. Maybe Armin, you've seen this being in the biz, but
in show business. let me tell you guys about show business.
What's going on with all the air duct cleaning commercials?
I need my air ducts clean.
Are there that many people with air duct issues?
I think people think that. Well, probably a couple. I have a couple theories. One, I think because allergy season is upon us right now, so people they claim that you
but
have
there's
less
always
allergens.
Been allergy season.
Right.
I don't remember hearing about this.
It's worse than it's
and
been.
And I
though.
Think people think that COVID lives in your ducts.
Maybe. Yeah.
Listen, there's no doubt that businesses have preyed on COVID as a method. And certain things, businesses, whether to market to people or companies, if they wanted to get rid of something,
I get like ads on Facebook,
listen,
radio.
Probably we're going to get ads now too because we're really, talking about it out loud.
There's a really bad one with a couple that it's their business and they actually do the commercial themselves. It's so bad. They try to do like little skits.
Don't try to make it funny.
Is it a company that does that in addition to other stuff?
I think so.
Because usually they find a way, air ducts you can get into the people's like, oh, you want me to clear your air ducts for $40? Yeah. Oh, you need new windows.
I think they do other stuff too.
The windows are the ones that we have. There's so many window ads.
Yeah.
I mean, but hey, listen, I mean, you need those windows. You need those windows. Absolutely.
I just hate when the ads pop up on my Facebook and they actually have the pictures of people's air ducts that they've cleaned and just the dust and the grime. And
That does make me feel like I need my air ducts.
I don't want to see that.
It's working on me.
That's how they get you.
I want to know if it's is it just a scam? Like,
I think it's
blowing. The air is blowing through there. So, like, I feel like whatever dust is in there is going to get blown out. And I have an air filter on my furnace. And if it's not, like, whatever's in there isn't going to move. It's just stuck to the
I think I'm going to send a little camera through it, a little drone.
No, you probably don't want
this. This was all a ruse for you to use your drone.
Right. This is all a buildup to Rafi running a drone through his duct work.
That would be really hard. That's like some Star Wars.
Do you know when you are planning a wedding now, it's all about like with the videographer and the photographer, do they use drones now? They all use drones now.
Yeah.
Those shots leaving, starting from ground level.
You know, it's a total different thing. That's my rant.
Are you guys getting videographer?
I'm some kind of business at some point.
Yeah.
Videographer? Ooh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Well, they always say, you know, that's the thing you have from your wedding to remember.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess because these days,
you know, it's
maybe once.
You see all these videos on people have their wedding video. You want your own, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's just make sure we're not having a wedding for a video production. You know, right, like let's make sure it's a wedding and the video is documenting it. I don't want it to feel like we have to do this for the video. I'm like, I'm going to do what we do. Let's let the video.
That's a good point.
It's true. It's a
you don't want
thing.
To feel created.
It's like we're not there to shoot a movie. We're there to make a wedding. Yeah. Anyway. Now, I understand, though, because I'm into all that stuff. Like,
sure.
When I see the nice video and the music, I'm like, oh, this is an amazing production. We'll have this forever. But the thing is—
But you can tell on those that it's done for the— For the video,
yeah,
I feel like okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
they make it look really good.
Yeah,
maybe they're just that good at their job.
The thing is, you start to pursue this with the wedding planning. You pursue a videographer, photographer, and you're trying to pick one.
Sure.
And everyone now is a photographer. Yep. So it's like there's so many options, and we're looking at them like, okay, check out this company's videos and this company. I watched so many wedding sample videos. I started to get to know, like, I knew these people. Like, it was weird. I'm like, I stayed up late at night, like, I hope Rick and Andrea are good. Like, what's their life like? Is Rick good? Like, I'm like, what are they doing these days? I'm looking them up on the internet.
Yeah.
There we go. We're back to the whole, like, somebody else's story.
I want to know about their story.
Yeah. Exactly. Too bad I haven't been honing my drone skills, making better than they are. I could have done the video.
Yeah,
for
and you.
You
could have little kids doing parts of it because you always need more than one person.
You do. You need a
feel
crew.
Free.
I have your business name. I've honed my drone.
Drone home.
Next thing I want to try. Have you ever seen that you can actually have like the does Zabe ever talk about it? Does he have the goggles too?
I don't know if he's got
where you first can see what's goggles? In the eight. What's
you're
in the drone?
Watching it from the camera.
That's like VR basically.
Yeah.
Dang, that's so crazy.
It's nuts. Just start jumping in people's cars.
That's a brilliant idea.
Isn't that great?
Are you going east?
This is
Are you
right
going
here.
Downtown? It'll be called Are You Going Downtown?
Are You Going Downtown?
There we go. Oh,
that's a great.
This is brilliant.
Hey, who's out there and wants yourself, to give us a deal
I have
deal
mics
here.
And a laptop.
Hey, rig yourself up with some
it'll look
GoPros.
Like explosives.
GoPro. Put some GoPros on you. Like, put a helmet on.
Are You Going Downtown?
I mean, I'm sorry. This is called carjacking.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea though. It's like
imagine walking into somebody's car with a helmet on with a GoPro.
It's like, can I have a ride downtown? Like, yeah, what's your deal? I was like, well, I'm shooting this reality show.
Then you have to get them to sign a release form.
Right, release form, NDA, all this stuff.
Imagine walking into work with all this gear. They'd be like, I just started a new job. They'd be like, who did we just hire?
No, totally.
You definitely could like. I mean, you would get run on YouTube with it though.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No
wow,
doubt.
What an amazing idea.
I love it.
It's like Humans of New York, you know? Then you get to know these people's stories.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to insert our transition music here.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, we're going to do our little vocab quiz. I'm changing it up a bit. So I have a theme for this episode's quiz.
Okay.
Get you guys thinking in the right frame of mind here. These are all going to be somehow related to the body. Every word. Somehow related to the body.
Mm.
All right. Okay. Gosh.
I don't
want
to say body parts because they're not body parts. So they're related somehow to the human body.
Okay.
Got it.
In general. All right. You guys ready?
Yes.
Oh, and another thing I've changed up. I'm starting out with some fairly common words and then we'll work ourselves.
Uh-oh. Okay. Okay. So if we don't get the first one.
So speed is going to be the big thing for these first couple words.
And how are we say our name
you say
to
your
chime
name,
in?
And I'll try to.
So this is like fast money?
Fast money. All right. I'll try to listen
big
to
money.
Who said it first. All right. Ready?
Okay.
The first word is keet.
Rafi.
Keet.
Nose. Yeah.
Yes, that is nose.
What is it?
Very good.
Keet. I heard a different word.
Ah.
So what?
And I was like,
feet?
That's not Armenian.
Did you hear feet?
Feet? Dodig. No, wait. What did you say?
Keet.
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 Okay.
Keet.
All right. I'm ready.
Nose.
Here we go.
Nose. Yeah.
Right. Good job, Raf.
Okay. Jeez, okay, Raf. You got us on that one.
I'm just happy I got a point.
I love it. No. Do what you got to do. Win this.
The score is Rafi 1, Sosie and Armin. Still yet to get on the board.
It's okay.
Okay. Here we go. Okay.
Word number 2 is por.
Sosie.
Sosie.
Stomach.
Yes.
Wow, well done. Poor,
very good.
Yeah.
Stomach. All right. It's going to get a little bit harder now. And I think this word is pronounced this way, but I looked it up. It had an extra letter in it. We're going to go with the way that I think it's pronounced.
Okay.
Because I think that's the one you guys would know. All right. Third word is armug. Armug. Or maybe not.
Armug.
Armug. So it was written armung online.
Armung?
I've never pronounced the word this way with an N in there.
No, I don't know.
I don't think I've.
Aadmug.
I've never heard it.
All right, it's
hold on.
Upper body. No cheating over there, Armin.
I'm not cheating. What cheating?
He said, "Hold on." You grabbed your mouse.
So. Well, I thought you were. Well, I'm not cheating. Aadmug.
Is it a? Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is it a joint?
It is a joint.
Oh, well done.
So,
well done.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your elbow?
It is your elbow.
Oh, sauce. That's really good.
Wait, all right. Saucy 2, break that Rafi down, 1, Saucy. Armin, you have to get on the board.
No, you guys are too fast for me today. I mean, you're better than me at this anyway, so it's so
I got to defend my title. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm 2-0.
I just realized that the last word I wrote down, I didn't write down the translation, and I don't know what it is either.
Oh, look
boy.
It up.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Yeah. I think
got
I know
it?
What it is.
We good? You got it?
And we'll just make it up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Word number 4 is hort.
Hort?
Hort.
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 This is the lower part of your body.
Hort. I'm going to take a shot. Rafi.
Yeah.
Is it your knee?
It is not your knee.
Ooh.
You're getting close.
It's
not
Armin.
A joint. This is not a joint.
Is it your calf?
It is your calf.
Oh!
Very good. Very good. Armin is on the board.
I'm on the board.
Armin won.
Nice.
Rafi.
Hort is a calf.
Armin and Rafi have one, I believe.
Don't miss Hort Day. One, don't skip Hort Day.
Ooh, we might have a tie.
Did someone say calf?
Tie's okay. Tie's okay. Soccer rules.
Okay.
That's good.
Draw.
The last word is Iran. Iran, not the country.
Iran. Persia. Persia. Iran. Che. Persia.
Iragan.
Parskatsan.
Are you sure these are Armenian?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, questioning the questioner.
Questioning
I like
the quizmaster.
He's questioning the methods. Oh boy, I have no idea.
Torso?
No. Well,
esophagus.
Spine.
No, no.
Dang it.
spleen.
Sternum.
Spleen.
Your chest.
It's not an organ. It's not an organ.
Go. Down from your chest.
Oh. Whoa! Whoa! Hey.
Rib?
Come on.
Okay, so what would you call this area of your body then if you're thinking?
Waist.
Yes, there we go.
Ah.
Okay, I didn't know the word. Don't give me a point. I'm just guessing body parts.
Well,
at this point.
That's okay.
That's kind of what this game is.
Yeah, I guess so. Waist. Oh.
All right. Oh, a two-way tie, right?
Two-way
so
tie.
Eat on his waist.
Yeah, I'm always bad at this game. I'm so bad at this game.
You're not bad at it, actually. Why do you say that?
Because I never get anything right. I got the.
Equally bad, which is pretty embarrassing.
I only got the easy
you
round.
You two are better than me.
Got the easy round.
Is that it? We done?
Well,
that's it.
Oh, that's okay. All.
So you got a tiebreaker?
Okay. What's
tiebreaker?
The winning? What's
yeah,
the winner?
I think we probably need a tiebreaker.
I don't have any other words.
No.
We do a quick one. Yeah, we'll do the fast money.
Fast
money.
All right.
You have music for fast money music?
I don't know.
All right, I got one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It will stick with the whole body part theme. Ready, Armin?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tev.
Sussy!
Arm!
You're not.
Well, who got it?
Okay, number one, you are not in the tiebreaker round. And number two, that is not your name.
Do you have another one? You yelled Sussy. What the heck?
Rob yelled
You're
the answer.
You're supposed to yell your name.
I know.
I yelled the answer.
All right, you have another one?
Yes, I get it.
All right, I'll be quiet.
Rafi, that was my win.
I'm covering my mouth.
Saucy one, we know that. Okay.
All right, here we go. One more. All right, the word is lezu.
Saucy!
Oh, man, that was close.
No, Saucy got it.
Right, yeah,
Saucy.
We both know
because
that.
Because I yelled the noise. I didn't yell my name. Saucy, I said, Armin. That's what I said.
All right, Sauce.
Tongue.
There we go.
Saucy had the
right.
Quick lezu on that one. The quick tongue. Congratulations, Sauce.
Yeah. I think Sauce has won all of them.
I think so she far, has. No?
She's undefeated. Now I'm like stressed out. I don't want to lose one. My mom's like probably like, oh, Saucy.
I can't really get that wrong.
Well done, Sauce.
Love the guilt. The Armenian guilt.
Totally.
Yeah, do not lose this. Please.
What is my mom
so what's our recipe, Dave?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I've got...
What can I taste with my lezu?
Oh, well done.
Credit to New York Times.
What will grow my Iran?
NYT, New York Times.
New York Times. What, are they Armenian? Okay, no, I'm just kidding. This is delicious.
It's so delicious.
Here you go.
But little
I'll
spice.
Let you,
but
I'll let you deliver
but
it.
Armin, you have to eat this.
Oh, and
very good, very good,
you have to try
and
this.
The aioli.
Delicious.
Can you look up New York Times garlic? New York Times aioli recipe.
I have this. I'm signing into this New York Times thing, so it might tell me that I have to pay too.
Is aioli Armenian though?
All right, here we go. So here's the shawarma recipe. So you need two lemons.
Get my notes here.
Two lemon, very good lemon.
Yeah, juiced lemon.
I don't know why they write it like this. Half a cup plus one tablespoon olive oil.
Because you don't use it at the same time,
right,
yeah.
Two different parts of the recipe.
Half cup?
Yeah, half cup.
Why don't you just...
Plus one tablespoon of olive oil. Okay. Six.
What's the canola oil they use at church? What was it?
Mazola. You need the mazola.
Not Wesson. Six cloves of garlic. Six. Oh, and I do recommend to use all six.
That's a lot.
Even if you think you're not a fan of garlic,
that
you want
a lot
six
of garlic.
That's like 3 days I can't sit by my wife.
Right.
She can't sit by you either.
Just go sit in the sauna.
Sweat it out.
Sweat it out.
Sweat it out.
One tablespoon salt, two tablespoons black pepper, two teaspoons ground cumin.
Cumin,
two teaspoons
so good.
Paprika.
Is it cumin or cumin?
Cumin?
I always say cumin.
Cumin. Yeah. It's in everything.
Cumin.
Okay. That's cumin. The taco spice, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really, that's.
That one will soak through your pores.
Yeah.
That'll give you the little Middle Eastern
thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter teaspoon turmeric, which I can't always find our turmeric, so that's a lot of times I don't even bother putting it in there. A pinch of ground cinnamon.
A pinch.
Red pepper flakes to taste. And then here's what you use. 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken thighs.
Ooh. Chicken thighs. Gotta be the thighs.
It's gotta be the thighs.
Interesting.
Because you don't want it to dry out.
Yes.
Is that it?
Oh, is that why?
Chicken breast is so dry.
It is
like
dry.
It won't give you
it's
any
boring.
Good flavor.
So I should use
the thighs.
More.
Use the thighs.
Oh, wow.
They're usually cheaper too.
And you can get boneless thighs?
Yeah, boneless, skinless.
Yep.
Or take the skin off.
Yeah. I need to investigate this.
Yeah, me too.
I've never seen boneless thighs.
No, I haven't either.
I'm seeing thighs becoming much more popular.
They are.
Boneless thighs.
Yeah, and then like, you go to the supermarket and they've got like big packs of boneless
chickens
thighs.
Are going to be working out their thighs.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the ones they make the chicken wings, the fake chicken wings out of.
Look at these thighs.
They're good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, one
on.
Red onion peeled and quartered, one tablespoon chopped fresh parsley. So basically, you're creating a marinade.
Wow.
So you combine lemon juice, olive oil, garlic, salt, pepper, cumin, paprika.
I might do this tonight.
All your wets and your spices, and you marinate it for how long?
Yeah.
It says here 1 to 12 hours.
Go
so,
for the 12.
What the heck?
You need to do some pre-planning. The longest I've gone is 3 hours because I do it like on a weekend.
Wow.
There's no way I'm going to wait.
Rob, you're going to cook this tonight, huh?
I'm going to try.
It's really good.
Rob's a culinary artist.
I throw a knife around.
So then heat the oven to 425, and you put everything over, spread it over the pan. After the marinade, when you pull that back out of the fridge, you throw the onions in there, the chopped onions in there, because they're not part of the.
The onions are not in the marinade.
Not in the marinade.
Got it.
They cook quicker, probably, right?
Well, you probably don't want them to turn all like.
Caramelized.
Cooked from the lemon juice.
Yeah. Okay.
The lemon juice will just pickle them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you just spread it all over the pan and you put it in the oven at 425 for, I think it says 20 minutes. Maybe.
There's a lot more about cooking I need to learn. The instincts, the
30
artistry.
30 to 40 minutes. Yeah. 30 to 40 minutes. And that's it. That's pretty much it.
That's it.
It bakes very nicely. And
you put this in a.
You shop it up.
Yeah, it does say to chop up the chicken and you can kind of like start. Breaking up the onion as well because they're quartered. Once it's hot and cooked, it'll start.
I'm gonna make that.
I gotta try something like
your
this.
Your taste is
can
very
you,
much.
Like
I gotta be.
Can you send that to me?
So
you guys, I gotta be better at like knowing how to cook. I think I can do it, but
maybe?
I'm not like
maybe
you know.
Can you screenshot it?
I eat that with. You could. A lot of people use tahini. Like they'll tahini spread. You could do that, but I use the garlic aioli because that's what they do at the Palestinian grocery store.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I don't have the recipe for that, but you can look it up. It's a New York Times aioli recipe. That also has a lot of garlic in it, lemon juice, and mayo. Mayo, lemon juice, garlic.
Which store do you go
salt
to?
Salt pepper.
Which Palestinian store?
Oh.
13th and Edgerton.
Amana?
Amana.
So with the recipe that you gave, just the recipe itself for the shawarma, that doesn't include like the mayo sauce that the restaurant puts on it?
No, that's just the meat. So I get the flat pita, the ones that you wouldn't use as like you kind of
use
it as
like
those, tortilla.
Yeah.
Put it in there you spread the aioli first, put all this, everything that you just cooked up on top of there. Then I dress it up with jardinera.
Yeah, wow.
A little turshu.
Turshu pickled beets, especially. Really good. We've had pickled turnips
thrown
on there.
The pink ones, right?
The pink ones, yeah.
I always thought those were like, when I was a kid, my dad, we would go to the Holy Land on Ramsey, right? By Ramsey.
Holy Land.
And I'd see these Hollyland, right? Because they had
the sign used to say Hollyland.
And I'm like, what are these bright pink things? Like, it looked like almost, it was so exciting.
Yeah,
to
my
see.
Kids always ask about those. Like, yeah. What are these things here?
Yeah. Right. So, or you can just make like the Armenian, the traditional Armenian salad with olive oil and lemon juice and put that on.
Ooh,
well.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Done that too. And you roll it all up. That's it.
Because that adds your aesthetic.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. If you have a panini press, you can put it in your panini press and kind of make it a little crispy. That's
my
what
mouth
they do
just
at,
watered.
That's what they do at a man.
How about the
Smeg appliances are the new thing. Everyone likes you getting those Smeg appliances. They're supposed to look like the 50s.
What?
Smeg is a brand of appliance.
No, Smeg. I went LG. I went.
No, that's good.
I think clean.
The problem with these Smeg appliances is like they look cool.
I just don't like that as a name.
No, Smeg, yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
It's like they're supposed to look like the mid-century. It's popping out 50s. But it's going to go out of style soon, okay?
That's become my latest craze yesterday. Lately, like the whole Art Deco, like that's what I want to deck out my new office in.
Just mid-century modern?
I'm sorry, that refrigerator is way too small.
There's right, one
well,
kitchen,
so do I, but... Yeah,
there's one kitchen item that I wish we had registered for, but we just finally bought one about... Well, actually, we didn't buy one. My son got one for his birthday. The KitchenAid...
Mixer?
Yeah. Oh, man.
You got to have one.
Those are
Laura wanted that mixer so bad.
He loves it. He makes brownies and cakes. And
really?
Have you seen the cabinet thing they have for him?
Like, yes.
It could have its own cabinet.
It comes
with a
right
lift.
Out. You leave it right where it is, and then it lifts out.
What?
So that you don't have to keep hauling that thing in and out of a cabinet.
Yeah. Like one of those old sewing machines?
Yes, pretty much. It's like a mechanism that you it just stores in its own little cabinet.
Melinda really likes the color of this one, so we actually
keep
it out.
Yeah.
Is it the blue one?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone loves that.
You know those
like bluish green?
Yeah.
The seafoam green?
Maybe seafoam. I should know this. I work at Sherwin.
If you bought every piece of appliance they had, kitchen appliance, to make food. I mean, there's one for every piece.
Yeah.
There's
a
bread maker, an ice cream maker, this coffee maker.
I want
to
get
you
got
to have the big
gadgets.
House.
I want
to
get the attachments
in.
To this thing, like the
pasta
maker,
the meat grinder, make your own sujul.
See, and I don't need any of that stuff. I mean, like, why am I getting an ice cream maker?
No one needs it. I mean, we enjoy cooking.
Hey, it's not that I don't enjoy it, but where do you put all this stuff? I don't have room for all. We have too much stuff.
That's the problem.
Nobody's making you buy it. Are
we? Yes, that is the problem.
The ice cream maker.
We do have too much stuff.
You mix the ice cream and then you freeze. Who's doing this? I'm going to go buy ice cream. Dave.
Yeah, we had a show. We talked about this in one of the episodes. You were like, why would you make your own ice cream? Just go out and buy it.
I get it.
It's so good, though.
It's fun once a year.
It is. It's
so is cops. I mean.
I did make my own frozen. Actually, the first batch I made was frozen custard, which is difficult to make.
How about
of the eggs?
The Soda Stream. You can make your own soda.
Oh, we use that. We use that a lot.
That's
healthy. You have a Soda Stream?
Yeah,
that's
healthy. We got it in Brussels.
Is it really healthier?
Yeah, but it doesn't have as much sugar.
So
you could do all these things, but why? I'm not saying you shouldn't. You know what? My attitude is wrong. If you can make your own, let's make your. I get it.
I'm fascinated by and this is with tools too. Like,
why don't they make a kebab maker? You stick a kebab in, is it an electric appliance?
Maybe.
They may have one.
You could probably rig your George Foreman.
I want to put a toner in my backyard.
That's what I want.
I know you told me that, right?
5 miles. Yeah.
But
you heard it here first.
All right, what were we going to say? You're actually going to do it, and I'm coming over. What were we going to say, Dave?
Well, much like kitchen appliances, there's also tools for everything, or like crazy tools that you see on the the pitchman on TV. All right. Anything else?
That was a good one.
All right. Funny. Remember, we have hats. Hats for sale. They're $20 plus shipping. If you want a hat, let us know. Go to our website, threeamigos.com, and click on the picture of Deanna wearing the hat, and we will figure out how to get it to you. Proceeds go to orphans in Armenia. Make sure you check out our social media, Facebook, Instagram, all that. We're all out there. If you need to get a hold of us, you want to tell us something, it's contact@threeamigos.com, contact@threeamigos.com. And if you listen to these podcasts, please rate us and like us and do all that fun stuff so you can get the word out. All right. That's it.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shalom!